suppose the message is kind of be lost in the national media. People seem to think that we're looking to have the Gardaí running around carrying guns the whole time and arming. But what we're saying is basically that the members, that we still want to continue in the community as an armed police, but we need to have the confidence to say that if a situation arises, that armed backup can be made available and can come from local local resources. So what we would like to see maybe is the introduction of some way where we could scramble local armed units when it's needed. I mean, it's not much good to the people that are working along the border, particularly up in Inishowen and along with Ballybuffet and Liverness, to say, oh, your armed cover is in Dundalk. I mean, it's just simply, if everything was going right and there was no cross-border crime and no threat from business groups, that wouldn't be acceptable. But certainly in the current climate, it's really exposing and highlighting the issue of how vulnerable members in Donegal are and how far our backup can be when required. So we would like to see that addressed as a matter of urgency.
And even in some cases, for example, in Ballybuffet, they only have one van accessible to them.
Yeah, that's the other side of the story. It's hard to believe, Catherine, in 2019, when we're just seeing so much spin and hearing so much about investment in the guards and development, that, you know, Ballybuffet, guards there trying to provide a service to the people in Ballybuffet, trying to police the border. Their patrol car comes to end of life like it does in any fleet, and they can't get a replacement. Similar story in Milford. So, you know, the authorities are putting out pictures of fleets of high-powered SUVs and giving the impression that all is well. All is far from well. Let's say guards in Donegal haven't even the vehicle where the patrol lands are called. It's just hard to believe it's still going on this day and age.